Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Former England striker turned TV presenter Gary Lineker has said that he wants to see a Premier League player come out as gay during the World Cup to send a strong message to the host nation. The tournament kicks off, as you know, this November in Qatar, a nation where same-sex sexual activity is punishable by 7 years in jail or even death by stoning for Muslim men under Sharia law. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Jamie Farrelly, who's club secretary and player with Dublin Devils FC, an LGBT plus inclusive football club. Jamie, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hi, Cormac. Thank you for inviting me on.
Come here to me. What do you make of Gary Lineker's comments?
I don't think the comments were very helpful. But the reason players don't come out isn't because they're waiting for the right time to maximise publicity. It's the fear of bullying, the reaction of fans in the crowd. It's anonymous trolls and social media. So I think his comments are really going to do is drive this frenzied tabloid social media speculation. It's almost voyeuristic, and it's really unhelpful for gay players.
And it's kind of almost like inviting a player who is not coming out publicly as of yet, almost challenging that player to come out to stand up to a nation that's hostile to LGBTQ rights. Isn't that right?
Exactly. It feels like a breach of trust to me. It's definitely increased pressure on them. And while it's great to see players like Jake Daniels, Josh Carvalho come out, and obviously it'd be great to see more, but players shouldn't feel under pressure to come out in such a high-profile manner, and they all shouldn't have to be ambassadors for the community. We can't treat gay players like pawns, expect them all to make massive statements. We have to respect their own choices and let them do things on their own terms and come out when they're ready.
Because, I mean, ultimately, it's nobody's business, is it, Jamie? Like, it's really just nobody's business what sexuality you are. And yet this conversation has been sparked because of the fact that the World Cup is being hosted in Qatar and all the problems around that in terms of what the LGBTQ plus community can do there, even the fans going there being warned about holding hands or things like that. Well, what do football fans think about it being hosted there in the first place?
I think it's hugely disappointing for a lot of reasons. For the gay community, I think we feel that society has grown a lot more accepting of gay people in the last 10 years. But this is showing the football hasn't caught up. To us, it says that the FIFA don't care about LGBT people's places in the game. You know, it's an aggressive move by FIFA. They were following and blinded by the money. It's a challenging one for us at the Dublin Devils because we're obviously football fans, so we want to look forward to the World Cup, we want to watch it, but this tournament just feels a little bit tainted.
It's interesting to me also that you said there that, you know, gay footballers have their own reasons, obviously, for not coming out, and among those reasons are fear of bullying or negative reactions. Do you think that's a football thing? Is that a sports thing? Because as you say, there is a sense, a feeling, a hope at least, that in wider society that life surely or hopefully is better and people don't have that fear. So is it a sports issue or is it a football issue? Or what do you think?
I think some sports are more heads. Sports like rugby seem to be a lot further along than football. I mean, football is still not dominated, but has a history of being a very macho sort of masculine game, traditionally all males, you know, in the stands. And if you look towards sporting organisations like FAI, FIFA, they haven't really come in with sort of LGBT trans inclusion policies. I think they still have a long way to go there.
Okay, look, we'll see what happens, if anything happens in this regard at the World Cup. But Jamie Farrelly, club secretary and player with... how are Dublin Devils doing, by the way, before I let you go?
Oh, very well. So we're top of the league, unbeaten.
Well done.
7 wins in a row.
Okay, stop there in case anybody texts in and says, oh, no, you're not. With top of the league, Dublin Devils FC, Jamie Farrelly, thank you very much indeed.